Welcome to Network Associates Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The DH, David Segui. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Will Cordero. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Chuck Finley. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Randy Velarde. Batting second. The center fielder, Terrence Long. Batting third. The shortstop, Miguel Tejada. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Stanley. Batting fifth. The DH, Ben Grieve. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Adam Piot. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ramon Hernandez. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Ryan Christensen. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Gil Heredia. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Velarde scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Randy Velarde is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Velarde hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Velarde reaches second base with a double. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lofton throws the ball into Vizquel, who tags Long trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Velarde moves to third. One out. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tejada hits a fly ball into left field. Cordero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Velarde tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grieve strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thome hits a line drive into right field. Piot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Velarde scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Adam Piot is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Piot hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Chavez is called out on strikes. One out. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. There goes Piatt trying to get to home. Lofton throws the ball into Vizquel, who relays the ball to Alomar, who tags Piatt, who came all the way from first, for the out. Hernandez moves to third. Two outs. Ryan Christensen, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Christensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cordero hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Long. Cordero reaches second base with a double. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fryman for the out. Cordero moves to third. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cordero tags and scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Velarde reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Randy Velarde is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Velarde is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Velarde is called out on strikes. One out. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Long is called out on strikes. Two outs. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Tejada is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tejada hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar is called out on strikes. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Piatt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grieve is 0 for 1 in the game. Grieve strikes out. Two outs. Adam Piatt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Piatt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Piatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics won. The Indians will come to bat. David Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui is 0 for 1 in the game. Segui hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cordero is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cordero hits a fly ball into center field. Long settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Fryman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. Fryman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Lofton moves to second. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Piot. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Lofton scores. Vizquel moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Chavez is 0 for 1 in the game. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chavez for the out. One out. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Christensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Christensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Tomy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tomy is 0 for 2 in the game. Tomy strikes out. 1 out. David Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Segui is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Velarde scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Will Cordero batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cordero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first, with Heredia covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Randy Velarde is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Velarde is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Velarde hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Long hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Miguel Tejada batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tejada is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tejada hits a line drive towards third. Freeman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Freeman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Freeman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Freeman hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Magnant now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Lofton bunts towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to second. 1 out. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Grieve is 0 for 2 in the game. Grieve hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Adam Piatt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Piatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Piatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stanley moves to third. Grieve moves to second. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 0 for 2 in the game. Chavez strikes out. 1 out. Paul Shuey now pitching. Matt Stairs pinch hits for Ramon Hernandez. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stairs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Stairs reaches second base with a double. Stanley scores. Grieve scores. Piatt moves to third. It's 5-3, Indians. Jeremy Giambi pinch hits for Ryan Christensen. Jeremy Giambi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Menichino pinch hits for Randy Velarde. Frank Menichino batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Menichino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Menichino now playing second base. Adam Piatt now playing left field. Matt Stairs now playing right field. Sal Fasano now catching. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Holber Cabrera pinch runs for Manny Ramirez. Jim Tomy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tomy is 0 for 3 in the game. Tomy takes first base on ball 4. Cabrera moves to second. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Segui is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seghi hits a fly ball into center field. Long settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Tam now pitching. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cordero hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Cabrera moves to third. Tommy moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Fryman hits a fly ball into center field. Long settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cabrera tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 6-3, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menichino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Holber Cabrera now playing right field. Steve Carsey now pitching. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Long hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lofton who is chasing the ball. Long reaches third base with a triple. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tejada is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tejada takes first base on ball 4. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Long scores. 2 outs. It's 6-4, Indians. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grieve is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grieve strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Long settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vizquel moves to second. Holber Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cabrera strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tomey is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tomey takes first base on ball 4. Vizquel moves to third. Alomar moves to second. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seghi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Seghi hits a pop-up towards short. Tejada settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Wickman now pitching. Adam Piot is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Piot is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Piot strikes out. 1 out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Chavez is 0-for-3 in the game. Chavez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Stairs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Stairs takes first base on ball 4. Chavez moves to second. Sal Fasano is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fasano takes first base on ball 4. Chavez moves to third. Stairs moves to second. Jason Giambi pinch hits for Frank Menichino. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chavez scores. Stairs moves to third. Fasano moves to second. It's 6-5, Indians. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Long is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Long hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordero. Long reaches second base with a double. Stairs scores. Fasano scores. Giambi moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Network Associates Coliseum in Oakland.